This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. And we have here today the director of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN, Risa Tyler, with us here today. And Risa, you're the director. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long have you been there?
I'd love to. As you said, my name's Risa Tyler. I've been with FHN as the director of the Ferguson Cancer Center for a little over 3 years now. I'm a nurse by background. I live locally in the Pecatonica area and have been incredibly fortunate to really kind of fall into this job that I just love more than I can even say.
There's some people in the area that still don't know that there's a comprehensive cancer care center right here. And I want to emphasize, Wisconsin, if you're on Medicare, you're eligible. This is Medicare eligible right there in Freeport. Tell us about it.
Definitely. We're a full service cancer center. We're Northwest Illinois serving, but we also have taken care of patients even as far as the Chicago suburbs have driven out here to receive their care. Maybe they started with us and moved out that way, and they were like, oh, they're worth the drive. We offer medical oncology services, hematology services, and radiation oncology. We're the only cancer center from here in Stevenson County all the way to the Mississippi. So we have a pretty big service area that we're taking care of.
Yes, and my mother is a former patient there. Did a great job with she had that the tumor removed, and she did the radiation there, which was so much easier than going to Madison.
Yes, a lot of people don't know that those are daily treatments, and they can be anywhere up to, you know, 40, 45 treatments. That is a lot of driving.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, you know, hard for my dad and mom, so it just worked out well. Very easy drive, and worked out great, by the way. What about, how large is your staff?
Yes. So we're kind of a small but mighty staff. So there's 22 of us that work here in this building. It covers everything from nursing, physicist, dosimetry. We have radiation therapist, social services, and we have cancer center specialists. And they're really the ones that are kind of making sure that you can make it through day to day and navigate the services very easily.
And tell us specifically about some of your providers.
Dr. Shake has been with us a little over 10 years now. One of the biggest pieces of feedback I get on Dr. Shake from our patients is that it really takes a special person to be able to sit down and have these really difficult conversations. Obviously, being at a cancer center, not everyone that walks in here gets good news. So to have a provider that's really willing to sit down, take the time, and answer the patient, family, and support person's questions is immeasurably important, and we're so grateful to have him and his dedication to our center. And then we also have Dr. Canero. So Dr. Canero is our radiation oncologist. He has been with us not quite 10 years, and he is on the cutting edge of anything and everything. He is dedicated to making sure that we're offering the best innovations for our patients, and that we're not falling behind. Just because we're rural doesn't mean it's a lower quality care. Our providers make sure of that.
We're talking to Risa Tyler, director of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. Risa, I understand at the Cancer Center you're reaching a significant milestone this year. Tell us about that.
Oh, I would love to. We are celebrating 30 years this year of exceptional care here provided at the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. Truly a significant milestone, and I'm just so honored to be here for it.
And how are you going to be celebrating?
Yes, we have a lot of different activities set up. So over the next 9 months, we're really going to highlight a lot about what we have accomplished here at the Cancer Center. Actually, starting this week on Thursday, we're going to partner with the Greater Freeport Partnership and invite them on site for a Rise and Shine breakfast. But that will come right after we spend some time with WIFR's Aaron Wilson and give him a tour of our Cancer Center, and also let him spend some time with Dr. Shake and Dr. Canero. Additionally, following that, on September 13th, we will be having an open house event, free to come. Come join us, spend some time with us. And it's to come and see our building here. Familiarize yourself. Understand that this isn't a scary place. This is a place where there's a lot of hope and a lot of joy, surprisingly enough. And that will be from 4 to 7 p.m. on September 13th. And then we'll have a smattering events all the way up through June of next year, where we'll kind of close out our 30th anniversary celebrations with our annual food fight against cancer that has been just doing really well over the last several years too.
And now, do people need to register to attend, and is there a cost?
There's no cost for the event on Saturday, September 13th, and there's no registration needed at this time.
All right. Now, how can listeners find out more information about the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital?
You can visit fhn.org/cancercare and get a lot of information on our website there. Otherwise, you're more than welcome to give us a call. Our phone number is 815-599-7000. So very easy to remember, and we love taking phone calls and giving people information.
All right, Risa. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Risa Tyler, director of the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital.